Today, President Trump officially canceled DACA, or Deferred Action for Childhood Arrivals. That's the program that protects undocumented immigrants brought here as children. At a rally in Miami for DACA recipients, the mood was defiant.
Here to stay! Here to stay!
Under a hot noon sun at the Freedom Tower in downtown Miami, immigrants' rights activists and politicians called for protection of DREAMers. That's the nickname for the almost 900,000 DACA recipients, undocumented immigrants who came here younger than age 16. They had been on a path to legalized status in this country. Now they face deportation after President Trump nullified his predecessor's DACA policy. Maria Rodriguez heads the Florida Immigrant Coalition and led the Miami rally.
This president's action turns essentially Americans in this country in a matter of months into fugitives, turns them back into the shadows.
But many DREAMers pointed to the six-month period Trump gave Congress to find a legislative fix to their plight. Maria Angelica Ramirez came to the U.S. 16 years ago at age 14 from Colombia.
It's very difficult, it's very painful, it's very nerve-wracking. But at the same time, I think that this is only an opportunity to do something better, to do something bigger. And we're going to keep fighting. They're going to hear from us every single day. We're going to annoy them until they do what is right for our communities.
The rally also called for a congressional fix to the Temporary Protected Status Program for Immigrants, or TPS. Trump is ending TPS next year for Haitians. I'm Tim Padgett in Miami.